Hello, I'm Anthony Asenzi.
And I'm Derek Sabatini. This is Allegedly Funny, where comedy is subjective.
But ours is objectively bad.
Who could that be? Who could that be? Is that Anthony?
I'm a professional. Should I explain? No, I had to like.
I know what you were doing.
Should I explain why I'm dressed like this? Just because I feel like it? No.
No. Yeah. No. He's like white funeral pajamas. The allegedly funny podcast.
Yeah. Professionals have standards. So I talked about my public speaking class, I think last episode it was too, mm-hmm. about how nobody laughed at my story. So I was there again today.
Did people laugh today?
I'll get to that because I have a sneaking suspicion.
Oh no.
So what happened was today in public speaking we had to give a story, or not a story, we had to give an informative speech. I don't know why I said that. So we were giving an informative speech, and Derek thinks this is funny. Derek laughs. I go, you're laughing. I'm giving the speech, and you're laughing. My speech was about the game Dragon Quest. You laughed. This is a solo podcast now. So,
Dragon Quest, what is that?
Are you at? No, I'm not going to say. No, the point is, it's just an old video game that not a lot of people actually know about. There were a couple people in my class that knew about it, but I don't think anybody had actually played it before.
Yeah.
So anyways, I gave the speech
I'd
about
how that game...
I'd be surprised
if they played it.
Yeah. So I gave a speech about how that game was super innovative for the time. And I actually do think... I think somebody made a comment right at the beginning of the speech, because this is what happened. I got to the part of my speech where I went, the 1986 title Dragon Quest, and then I heard something. I heard something in the classroom. Somebody said something. And then I started looking around. I was like, what? Huh? And I went, oh, okay. And I, kept going. It was awkward. I didn't get points docked or anything because I, went with the flow. But I have a sneaking suspicion that somebody thought it was funny. We had a jokester. We had a jokester in the class that day, maybe.
Anthony, sorry. It was me. Broke in.
Derek, you like sensed it and you laughed so hard that I could hear it.
It echoed. No one else heard it. Only you did.
It went directly to my ear.
Yeah, I was like, and you could hear it loud and clear.
Yeah, you like projected it. No, anyways, so part of the protocol for giving the speeches was that you had to dress up in business casual. Apparently, this is business casual. If I had a jacket, this would be like professional. Apparently, but somehow removing the jacket makes it casual.
Yours is like, oh, yours is like a little bit more than business casual.
That's what I thought too, but no, this is business casual.
Well, yeah, you're still gonna get points for that.
I could probably lose the tie and still have it be business casual.
Yeah, actually. Also you could just have like khakis.
I could have done that too, but I don't really own anything like that, so here I am in my suit. I'm going to have to take it to the dry cleaner because Derek's cat got her hair all over it. And speaking of...
I was going to talk about how you were like, with the cat, you're like, oh, it's cute all over my legs. But when my dog would get like a little bit near you, you would like start pointing the dog away.
Speaking of...
My cat.
Yes. That's a topic we're going to talk about today, is cat.
My cat, her name is Penelope. Mm-hmm. Just a small black cat. We might bring her on one of these episodes. She likes this room, and it's really annoying because she keeps trying to get in here.
Yeah, the last episode, she came in and out of this room like 5 times and went under this furniture over here. And
so
Derek
annoying.
Had to keep consistently going back to like get her.
And out of the room?
Yeah.
I would have to kick her out of the room, then I would have to grab something, then I would like... have the door open one time I literally opened the door like a crack started kicking and the cat still got through. Mm-hmm. Like she was determined. I don't know why.
She really wanted to be in this room.
She really likes under the bed, I guess. Mm-hmm. She doesn't go in here otherwise.
She, what was I going to say about her? She likes to bite my foot.
Yeah, you should see her sometimes when I walk. she'll just, like, run and try to grab my feet while I'm walking.
And she's still a little kitten, I should mention.
She's I don't think she's not going to get that much bigger.
That's crazy. My cat is huge. Have I talked about my cat before?
Cat's like a dumpy.
My cat is really fat.
It's funny.
My cat is named Oreo because he's white and black, and on his belly he has a big white stripe down the middle. Jack's afraid of him. Jack does
Oreo. He doesn't like Oreos. He's like, get this thing away from me.
He doesn't want to be near.
He's like you with dog. He starts pointing him away. Shoo, you foul beast.
Get away. No, he has a big white stripe down his belly, and it looks like an Oreo. But he got really fat, and now my mom calls him Double Stuff because he's fat.
Double cheeked up.
My other cat actually is not that big. I don't think he's that much bigger than your cat would grow to be from the sounds of it. His name is... Okay, I should specify that I didn't name this cat. My mom and my dad both enjoy a particular series that I'm
so excited. Are you talking about the best series ever created?
I enjoy a particular series of books / movies that I'm not particularly a fan of. No offense if you are. But, they're big Harry Potter fans.
Oh, I was thinking of the other best show ever created.
What show? The Office?
I thought they were going to be in Office because your mom loves The Office.
My mom does love The Office. No, but my dad got to name this cat. I think if we ever get another cat or something, it'd be my turn. But my dad got to name this cat, and he named him Draco Malfoy.
I don't get that reference. But
so there's a character in Harry Potter called Draco Malfoy.
Nice.
And it's Draco Malfoy.
Sounds like a rapper name.
I like, if you can't sense the absolute contempt in my voice. No, I don't hate the name. I totally am used to calling him Draco now, but like, it's the reference. The reference, Derek.
Also to clarify, no, I don't watch The Office. Okay, I don't want my name to be slandered.
Like, I feel like I want to like The Office, but it's
fine. It's like it's pretty funny, but it's not like
it's not like the greatest show ever.
I'll watch it. It's fun to watch, but I wouldn't binge it.
Yeah.
If someone's like, you want to watch a show, and they're like, whoa, should we put on The Office? I'll be like, yeah, that's fine.
Speaking of shows. We're getting all the segues today.
Oh, segues.
We're getting all the segues. We're gonna
actually trolled. You, segues what? Cutting off. Good for you, Anthony. Okay, so viewer mail time.
Viewer mail time. It's time for viewer mail time. Yeah. We only have one viewer mail today. Yeah. I know that.
You're slacking.
Send it in.
You got
tired of telling my friends and family and getting on my hands and knees and begging them to send in viewer mail. Really getting tired of that. Maybe you should send in an email to allegedly funny, the number one, not spelled out, no spaces, no capitals, @gmail.com right after you watch this. Wink.
Nudge, nudge.
Nudge, nudge.
Also, I do like that. Oh, we got a really good segue. Wrong!
You denied the segue. We'll get to it after viewer mail time. So what did our good friend have to tell us today? Who sent in?
Okay, so, hello, it's Ford again.
It is Ford.
I need to ask if anyone had a near-death experience in your life. If you haven't had one, then talk about the best pizza toppings. Love, Ford.
Oh, you know what? Do you know what's a huge coincidence? I was actually thinking about mentioning this as a topic for today's outline, but I thought Derek probably doesn't have any near-death experiences. No, I'll tell this story. So I want to preface this by saying that I'm going to keep everyone except myself who was involved in this anonymous. So I don't... You'll never know who was involved with this, but Derek knows. So one time when I was probably 8 years old or 9 years old around that time, another family member of mine and I were using a car that wasn't ours. We borrowed it from a different family member.
I was thinking of the other story involving a car, not that one.
Yeah. No, so, but you know the story already.
I think so. We'll keep going. I'll see.
So we borrowed a car from another family member, and this family member and I were driving up the road to the airport to pick up said family member who was lending us the car because they were out of state or out of town or something. So we're driving to the airport, and there was this pothole that was coated in like black ice or something like that, something along those lines. So we hit that, and the car literally flipped like 180 upside. Well, this is how I remembered it. Apparently it was right side up, but I remember it being upside down.
You never told me this.
I never told you this?
No, you've never told me this.
No. So I remember. I'm crazy. I'm like a paranoid schizophrenic because I remember it being upside down, the car, when we like got out. But apparently it ended up right side up. We were right next to like a river. Like we could have sunk into this river really easily. Ooh. We're just like a foot away or like maybe even closer. We could have easily just sunk in there and like drowned in this freezing cold water. But we were on land and...
No.
Car wasn't doing so well, but yeah. I almost died.
Yeah, that's not good. But no, what actually happened, you got out of the car, and I'm like, oh, Anthony, and I flip you over instead of shaking you out of your change, out of the change out of your pockets like a cartoon.
Yeah. You're like at...
Big SpongeBob!
You're like at one of those Japanese girl restaurants, you're flipping like...
What?
Never seen that before?
No.
He's never seen that. Do you ever... What is it called? Is it like Benihana or something? Something like that.
Oh, you said a Japanese girl thing.
Grill.
I thought you said girl. I'm like, what are you talking
about? Well, Japanese girls just commonly go...
You see, Anthony, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You're like, you don't know that? Have you heard of Dragon Quest? It's in Dragon Quest.
They show it off in that game.
Okay, yes, I know what they go.
Like
they're like, ho, ho, ha.
Yeah, that's what happened to my car.
They were playing ping pong.
Yeah. What about you, Dave?
Do I have any, like, near-death experience?
If you don't, I'll tell one more from when I was even younger.
I know I've been in when I was, like, a small... I know when I was a small child, like, when I was, like, the baby. I was, I wasn't bad or anything, but I know I was in a car crash.
Wow.
I think my mom or someone got T-boned or something. It wasn't... I know it wasn't too bad, but I remember my mom told me about that. Do I have any... I don't have a near-death story, but it's still an interesting story nonetheless. This is a painful story.
Pain.
So,
not near-death, but, like, yeah. A present pain.
Yeah. A present pain. Here you go. So, basically,
No swearing.
No swearing in today's episode. You're not going to sit through an hour of waiting it for
I really
the process.
Did almost swear.
But you didn't. So that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But so basically I was at a hockey game. I was playing in it. And you know, the story's not going to go where you expect. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're playing a while. It's like I think like second period or something like that.
Hurts, my hand still hurts.
little baby.
I am a little baby.
But no, so playing hockey, playing on defense, everything's going good. Blow the whistle, we switch. I get on the bench, and I'm just sitting there watching the game, and I see one of our defensive men. He probably had the strongest shot on our team. He's coming around the boards, getting ready to pass the puck up. So what he tries to do is he like snapshots it. If you don't know what that is, it's a slap shot but tiny. Okay. You don't want your arms don't go up. It's like small. On the ground. So when he did that, so it's like coming in really fast. He's trying to get the glass. He misses, and. Domes me right in that side of the head.
Oh no.
My helmet cracked.
Really?
Yeah, not like it didn't like completely, but there was a crack in it.
That's crazy.
So I had to get a new helmet after that. Madness. But no, that was my ears were ringing. I had to be out for the game because, you know, got hit in the head with a puck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, a lot of things broke because that same tournament, because it was a tournament. It was the first time ever I have it hung up in my room. My stick broke.
Wow.
When a stick breaks, it's terrifying because it turns into a weapon.
Because it's like sharp on the edge?
Because it's a plexiglass.
Oh, God.
So when it breaks, it's just a bunch of tiny spikes, and you could go like, oh. Good to that. You might be arrested.
You want to see your dog?
speaking of dogs.
What about, what are you?
Cujo.
Cujo? That, oh, that's another
he's
topic.
He's a bastard today.
Oh!
No, that's fine.
Okay, we'll keep it in. We'll keep it in.
It's not a swear word.
Okay, well, I don't know. I got told off from my ninth grade teacher told me off for saying bastard ones.
That's ninth. Let's look at so 13. You're almost 19. Oh,
No, I'm not saying that. I don't think it's particularly bad. I'm just saying I've had that word been commented on before.
It's a fine word. We're not.
It's okay.
I'm gonna hit your knee.
Okay, at the risk of offending our podcast director, I don't know if he watches all of the episodes or not. I
think it will be. It's fine. We're okay. Let's move on. Okay, so back to Cujo, the dog. So today, I showed up a little late to my own house, which is funny. Anthony was there before me because I was hanging out with some people after I got Taco Bell, Spirit Halloween. It was fun.
Yeah.
But basically, when I let Anthony in, one of my dogs, Stella, she's a golden retriever. She's fine. When she gets out, she'll come back. But when Cujo gets out, he just goes on his own little adventure. It's so annoying because you can't chase him because then he'll run away. So I sort of just got to wait inside until he feels like coming back. So it was just like we're sitting there waiting and I'm looking outside and I see him having the time of his life. And he's such a stupid dog sometimes. Last time he got out. So Cujo is a pretty small dog. He's not like
he's decently small.
He's not like Chihuahua small, but he's like a poodle sized. Right. So not that big. And this was a different time, not today. He has the like bright idea to go up to one of the big dogs. I don't know what kind of dog it has, but it has hair, like rough hair. Right. So you know it's a big dog when it has like the rough hair. Yeah. And he decides, I'm going to fight it.
He can take him.
That's what he thought. Then he, like, goes after him. Then obviously the big dog, like, pushes him over, gets a gash on his stomach. Then we're, like, my mom and they're, like, pulling the dogs off each other. And he's like, they're like, don't hold me back. He's trying to go in again. Like, dude, it's over. You lost already.
He's done.
You're going to look like a little pile of meat after. We're going to have to stretch you out. We're going to have to wring you out.
Stretch the Wendigo story.
No, the Wendigo. It looked like the Wendigo got you, Cujo.
The Wendigo got him. We already told the Wendigo story on a previous episode.
But I love him. He's funny. Mm-hmm. Also, if you guys understand the funny joke, small dog named Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny name. I didn't come up with it. I wanted to name my when we got him. I wanted to name him Mr. Dog.
That would have been the best name ever. I never knew about this. You wanted to name him Mr. Dog?
Because I was like 6 or something.
That was amazing.
Like 6.
That would have been the greatest name. Imagine seeing him around the house and go, "Hey, Mr. Dog," and he goes,
"What the dog doing?"
"Hello, Mr. Dog."
I think I also wanted to name him Mr. Wormy. I really liked that name at the time. Mr. Wormy. I named my hermit crabs at the time.
If I met a dog named Mr. Wormy, I'd be concerned. I like wouldn't want him near anything.
He's gonna stretch out.
He's gonna give me worms.
That still would be concerning.
That'd be gross.
But no.
You know what? I was also 6 when I got Yo-Yo, and I wanted to name him Blue. I just wanted to name him Blue because I like the color blue. And my mom said, "That's a bad name." So no, she probably didn't say it like that. But she's like, "You should think of something different. What if you don't want him to be named Blue eventually? Because we're gonna have him for a long time."
And you're like, "Wrong."
Everyone in my family says that this is like, well, not everyone. At least my mom says that she doesn't remember this at all. But I very distinctly remember this. I swear that this happened. We were in the car on the way home from a kindergarten class. And she was mentioning names like I could have alternatively to Blue, and for some reason she mentioned the word Yo-Yo, and I don't know why, but I really liked it. I was like, that's the name.
That could be true, but you also saw the car was upside down.
I swear, dude. Well, look,
dude, you're like, I saw a yo-yo. I was taped to the ceiling. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot that was happening. Well, I'm telling you that that's true.
We were in a river.
I'm telling
that, that
you.
That also true. Did happen.
That did happen.
That one's not fake.
That's not fake.
The car in the river.
I just heard somebody yelling Cujo.
Cujo's trying to get out. He's like, let me out. Let me out.
No, okay, okay.
He's breaking free. It's like
were
a prison
gonna
escape.
Were you going to say something, though?
No, oh yeah, I was gonna say, at that time, I got hermit crabs. Guess what I named them? Mr. Hermit Crab.
Mr. Hermit Crab.
I really liked the Mr. and whatever, whatever animal they were.
That's cute, I like that. Mr. Dog, that's a great dog name.
Mr. Dog, I shouldn't... Mr. Dog, he's like always in a suit. He's always in business casual.
Mr. Dog.
I want a dog in business casual.
My name... is Gustavo Fring.
You haven't even seen the show.
I watched Better Call Saul.
That's technically seen the show.
Speaking of shows. You cracked my...
Come on, no, down. Other hand.
You hurt my hand.
That stinged a tiny bit. That was a good one, though. Oh, he's falling. Oh, he's falling. Gmod. Reposing.
Okay.
Yeah, you good?
What's your favorite show, Jake? What's your favorite show?
I wonder what show.
I know the answer.
My favorite?
But you don't.
They could guess pretty easily. We have talked about it before. But no, my favorite show is Breaking Bad.
Hurt.
Okay, good for you, Anthony.
Why'd you slap it so hard?
We had to make a good high five.
It hurts.
Okay, back to the fixing
Bad.
Good.
The fixing good, yeah.
But no, Breaking Bad, I watched it, like, throughout the entirety of 2020. I was one of the few I know who had all the episodes and didn't binge them. I know, crazy. Mm-hmm. I do not like binging shows. I hate doing it. I like watching, like, one episode a night, maybe. But no, I watched that show with my friend Nick, and he's already watched it before, so... But no, that show is amazing. Yeah, I just...
I feel like you can't mention anything you like about it, particularly without spoilers, though.
Oh, it is really hard. But just every season gets better and better as you watch it, and it probably has the best... I would say the best character, like, analysis... Or character study in any show ever.
I totally get that. I am a huge fan of Breaking Bad's sister show. I've never really seen Breaking Bad. I couldn't get into it. But I'm a huge fan of Better Call Saul, which I
gotta watch that.
You keep saying that you won't watch the first episode.
You ask me and I say not now. I will watch it at some point.
Right, that's what I mean when I say that. No, I watched Better Call Saul with Nicholas the same way he watched Breaking Bad with Nicholas.
But he has to keep informing him on, like, they're not, like, anything important, but, like, references. He'll be like, okay, this reference happened in Breaking Bad on this episode because he hasn't seen it.
Right. But Better Call Saul is also a really good character study.
Mm-hmm.
You get to really see how this person progresses, and it's cool because if you watch Breaking Bad, you have, like, you know where he's going to end up, so... Mm-hmm. Really get to see how he gets to that point. But I really love the characters in that show. That's its greatest strength, is the characters and how they all relate to each other, how they all interact with each other.
Yep.
And I highly recommend it. But it's another show that I can't talk too much about why I like it without spoilers. That's only my third favorite show, though.
Yeah. But no, switching it back to Breaking Bad, the better show. I don't know if it's not. It's probably...
Yeah, you've never even seen Better Call Saul.
I also really liked the movie, El Camino.
I thought that you and Nick were both sort of on it.
No, Nick was on it. He, without spoiling anything, he thinks of it as one of the what-if endings, but I enjoy it as the regular ending. But no, like he was saying about Better Call Saul, the characters are, their dynamics are so interesting, and the show makes you, it's like basically how far you're just sitting there thinking, like, okay, where is this gonna go? It's no way it can get better than this. You're right. It's so hard to talk about the show without saying things you've said already, or spoiling everything. You want to go talk about a show? I'll think of if there's another show I want to talk about.
Yeah, I have two shows I can talk about, because like I said, Better Call Saul is only my third favorite show. It is my favorite show that is socially acceptable, though. It's my favorite show that I won't get made fun of for saying that I love it. My second favorite show is Dragon Ball, but not Dragon Ball Z. You see this wall? You see this wall there?
Yeah.
So anyways... the original Dragon Ball, not Dragon Ball Z. I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this from the nobody who watches the show that knows about Dragon Ball, but Dragon Ball Z sucks. And it's because Dragon Ball Z is completely, like, it flies in the face of the actual character and the actual personalities of a lot of the main characters from the original and superior show, Dragon Ball.
What are you talking about? Dragon Ball Z Super.
That's Dragon Ball Super, not Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you know
I just know you don't like that one.
Super, as a matter of fact, I think, there's not any part of Super that I like more than Z. Z's not bad, by the way. Dragon Ball Z doesn't actually suck. It's personal, okay? I really got invested in these characters, and then Dragon Ball Z sort of goes a different direction. But anyways, the original Dragon Ball is a really good show. It starts off way more goofy and lighthearted, but as it progresses, it really becomes a story about, like, bettering oneself.
Dragons.
Like, there's surprisingly few dragons, actually.
Only how many balls are there?
There's seven.
In the entire show, there's no other sphere in the entire show.
There's only seven spheres and one dragon. That's it. Well, it's still accurate as a title.
Technically.
No, I really loved a lot of the characters in that show. That's something that really is a common theme with a lot of my favorite shows and movies. The characters were really strong. I just love Goku. Okay, Kid Goku is adorable. He's really determined. I really like that whole, like...
I like, if people don't know the characters, I like the idea they hear Goku. He's so adorable, the big grown-up one.
Yeah, you're thinking of, like, super buff, like, Ultra Instinct Goku, or, like, Super Saiyan Goku. I'm talking about, like, Tiny Man. I'm talking about
child.
I'm talking about Kid Goku. He's really adorable. He's, like, wholesome. And he goes on all these adventures. I really like the dynamic where he doesn't really know how a lot of the world works, but he's always pushing forward so optimistically. He's just such a lovable character, okay? I love Dragon Ball. I love Dragon Ball. And at the end of the series, right before Z, he's not little man anymore. He's an adult. That's like literally for the last saga or arc or whatever. Like the last half of the final season. So not that long, but you get it. My favorite show is probably, I don't know, Dragon Ball and this show are both sort of accepted by society.
What are you going to say?
It's Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. My wallet. I'm not going to show the inside of it, but it's a Cowboy Bebop wallet. This is Ayn from Cowboy Bebop. Cowboy Bebop has a lot of things that I think it does particularly well out of, like, any show. I love the fight choreography. I adore the dialogue. It has some of the best dialogue of any show that I've seen ever, including Better Call Saul. And Nick's gonna watch this and go, but I think so. I think that the dialogue really is something special. The characters and how they reveal the backstories of the characters in that show is super enjoyable. I love the music. The music is just literally, like, one of the best anime soundtracks. It's right up there with, like, Fooly Cooly, with good music in an anime. What's wrong,
dude? I'm judging you real hard
right
now.
Why are you judging me
right now? Here, I don't even see the show, and I'm judging you. That sentence hurt.
Probably not as good as Better Call Saul. I never said it was as good as Better Call Saul. I said it was up there. Did I say
it was No, you
good?
Said it was better.
What?
No, yeah, you
I
did.
Didn't say it was
yeah,
better.
You did.
Well, then that's wrong. Me from... 10 seconds ago is wrong.
He forgot.
Me from
dementia.
This is not me collapsing under the pressure, Derek. You know that I would always fight you if I really thought that was true. But no, that's just wrong. It's not better than Better Call Saul.
I was about to say.
Better Call Saul, that's really the reason why it's so high. It's just because the dialogue is so good. But I will hold that it has some of the best dialogue of any show I've ever seen.
I'm trying to think, because one, I'm not
it
really...
It doesn't. Why did I say that?
I don't know. You're stupid, I guess. Okay. So, I realize I'm not... I used to watch a lot of shows. I used to watch a lot of anime. But I don't actually...
Do you not watch anymore?
No, not really. I'm not a show guy, really. I don't watch shows.
I don't watch that many shows either, but I always try to watch one at a time.
I could say problem was like... I do have another show. I was thinking, I could say, I really, as you can see, I really like Tokyo Ghoul, but the show, it's besides the first season, I really enjoy it, but it's not that good. The manga, on the other hand, it's one of the best things. I love that manga. That manga is just really good.
Do you read a lot of manga still?
No. I'm not really into...
You were telling me about the Uzaki-chan development that happened.
I just mentioned that. I thought it'd go. I read things sometimes, but like for fun. But I'm not like I don't read it every day. But the show I actually want to talk about is I love Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls. You know, I never finished Gravity Falls.
You watched like the final episode.
I watched the first season of Gravity Falls like when it was airing on Disney Channel way back in 2014 or whatever. And I was like digging it. I really liked it. Didn't watch the entire series after that. And then when Weirdmageddon happened, I watched it with Derek.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I've technically watched every episode, but I watched like all these story episodes. Like I watched most of that series. I think I just watched it when it came on, but no, I really like Gravity Falls. I really like that show. It could be one of my favorites, but granted, I don't watch too many shows anymore because I'm the movie guy now. I love watching movies.
You know what? I definitely would say I watch more shows than movies, though.
Oh, I watch a lot more.
I like it when I'm watching a show because I feel it's probably not even true, but I feel like I can always just stop. Like I can be like, okay, this episode's over. I don't have to watch anymore. I have to like commit and sit down and watch a whole movie. That's not a knock against movies. Some movies I really enjoy and get sucked into, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just like stupid and have like a tiny goldfish brain and I can only pay attention for like 22 minutes at a time.
I do like, I don't like the commitment anyway, back to 3 months of watching this one show.
Yeah, I don't know. I like when I'm watching a show, I usually spend more time in a day watching that. Oh my God. A few months ago when I was just finishing up watching Dragon Ball, like at the very beginning of this year, I literally sometimes watched 5 episodes just in a row, like a day.
Oh, you want to hear something bad? One of our Jack's like brother, I think in a couple weeks watched like over 100 episodes
of what?
One Piece. He started at like the end of the school year, May-ish, probably around there. And he's already like 400 episodes in, and he's taking a break, like 400 or 500 episodes in. I don't know how you can watch so much of one show.
I have no clue. Jack finished One Piece. He's caught up.
He's been caught up for a while.
He also caught up with the manga as well.
Yeah, he's been caught up for that a while.
I get the One Piece updates from Jack. I'm like, that's cool.
But yeah, no, definitely my favorite show is Breaking Bad by far.
I've never seen it.
I wish there was more shows I was like really interested in. One show I do really want to watch again is the 2011's Looney Tunes show.
The Looney Tunes show? Yeah, dude.
That
show was not written for kids.
Like,
it's not like adult. It's not like a kid could watch it, but like the jokes are not really.
Also, when we say that, it's not like when people are like, how was this made for kids? And it's like a couple like sexual jokes and
yeah, it's not like
in something like a Rent and Stippy.
Rocco had a lot of those. Rocco's Modern Life had a lot of those.
But no, the jokes in that show are just talking about like presidents, like communist Russia. They're just, it's not like,
it's just stuff that like kids aren't usually interested
in. It's not even like a joke.
It's written just like an actual adult sitcom.
Yeah,
that like, they didn't want to swear or make too many sex jokes.
It's not. Yeah, it's not like when it's like you're 12 or 13, you realize what the joke they were making. It's like oddly like specific jokes.
Yeah,
It's really funny,
though. They talk about, like, Reaganomics or something.
Yeah. They have an entire episode about complaining and how difficult it is going to the DMV. And we watched that. We're like, yeah, this is good. But half the joke of that episode is going to the DMV.
Yeah, I don't know why I liked it as a kid. Yeah. I would say
50% of the jokes you just don't get.
If you're like a kid who hasn't been to the DMV before?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. It's weird.
It's like surprisingly funny, so I would recommend watching it.
It is actually a really funny show. Yes, you should go watch it.
And okay, so moving on, let's look at the outline.
2011 was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Next episode or something, we gotta talk about more movies. That's like the only thing we can talk about.
Talk about the old man hypothetical. Not right now.
Maybe, yeah. But. I do like how we're like, what do we not know what to talk about? Resort to movies. I just watch more.
No, didn't we have the outline on
here? Yeah, I was just making a joke about how, like, sometimes we just do that.
Oh, I know what we should talk about next.
I know what we're
talking about. We have one thing, and then we can lead it into the other thing. A promise. Mm. We need a promise. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about this first. So, Derek and Nick came over to my house on Thursday.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we didn't make the episode.
Yes. So we're all visiting together. I cooked burgers for them. Derek, do you want to describe what that was like?
Anthony making burgers, you would think he's like in the coal mines, like the Russian coal mines. It's not like when you make food, it can be a little bit stressful, but it's supposed to be you're having fun. I'll give you a visual and audio representation of Anthony cooking. Okay. Gotta make sure it's cooked. I burned my hand. Oh, I gotta make sure this cooked. Derek, put the lettuce on Nick's burger. Oh my god. Hey Anthony, do you like cooking? No.
I do like cooking.
You were so stressed. Like
I was very stressed.
It was concerning.
Was it really?
Very concerning watching you cook because you don't look like you're having any fun.
It's pretty stressful.
Especially when we put your water bottle on your side.
Yeah, they kept, like, putting the chair, like, on its side.
Okay,
like,
no, okay, for context, I have this joke with Anthony where one day I would, I tipped over it. His water bottle was empty when I did this, but I just, like, poked it, and it fell over, and he's like, puts it back up, and I do it again. And instead of, like, putting it away, he kept putting it back up.
I don't know why.
Until he's like, oh, I'm done. So now I have this running joke where when Anthony's not looking, I tip something over. Like, I'll put it on its side. And while we were doing that, me and Nick looked at each other, and I put the chair on his side, and Anthony went, really? Really? Why, you gotta do this now? You can do it in, like, 4 minutes. While he's making the burgers, then Anthony's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did feel bad.
I feel bad for you cooking because you said you like cooking, but you're like...
I do like cooking, but sometimes it's really, really stressful.
Looks like you're going to cry the entire time.
Oh my god, when I was... Okay, so you know what? This past December, I made a porchetta for Christmas for my family.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling us about this.
I thought that it had skin on it because it was like white on the outside, but I was really stupid and I didn't realize that was just the fat and that the skin was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So like... I had this thing that wasn't cooking right, and I didn't know why. And I was literally, like, on the verge of tears the whole time. I was, like, freaking out. Smoke alarms are going off. It was bad.
You just need to, like, try to have fun while cooking. It doesn't have to be perfect. But, no, that day was, then after your cooking day, it was really good. You got, like, if Jack comes, because our friend Jack was supposed to his work, and he was going to stop by burgers, but then he got food. With our other friend, with Bowl Cut Man. And Anthony's like, if he comes here and asks for a burger, I'm kicking him out.
Yeah, because I didn't want to make another one.
Yeah, you were like, you were done with it.
But they were good, though?
Oh, yeah, they were really good.
Well, that's awesome. That makes it all worth it.
It didn't sound it.
No, but while you were there, we made good on a promise.
We'll talk about the promise, but for anyone wondering, no, we're not. I'm not trying to harass Anthony until he hates me.
No, I could never hate you, Derek.
Well, we do it to each other.
Yeah.
When you try, like you said, you're like, oh, I can't find anything to poke fun at Derek with right now.
Yeah. I wish I could. Derek makes fun of me for stuff all the time, and I wish that... I don't know why. Maybe I'm just not good at... No, I'm good at making fun of people because I make fun of Chevy all the time.
Well, Chevy's easy.
Chevy's, like, easy mode making fun of people because he talks about his, like... I'm not going to expose Chevy's Gmod to...
It's easy to make fun of our friend Chevy, but no.
We love Chevy, and he's not, like... There's nothing that's, like... He's not lesser or anything. I don't want to give you guys the impression that something about him is wrong. He's just easy to make fun of is all.
He just, like... It's just something you got to be near. He has an aura.
He does.
It's not like you instantly get it when you hang out with him. It got to be, like, a couple days, and you start to understand.
Yeah, you'll start getting it.
But, no, with Anthony, it's not anything. I'm not, like... I don't see Anthony, like... I look at his hair and be like, oh, that looks stupid. Anthony will go up and be like, what is something? I'm trying to think of something that's not, like, an inside joke. We have to explain 7 different versions. Where you'll be sitting in chat, and there will be literally nothing going on. No one will say your name, and you go, huh? Huh? What? Yeah,
I just have bad spatial awareness.
Like that. So I love Anthony. I'm not sure.
I love you too, Derek. Oh.
There.
That was a weak slap. Okay, you know what? No, let me try again.
Nice.
That hurt my hand a little bit.
Okay.
The kickback.
Back to our promise we made last episode.
We made a promise last episode. We told you we would watch a certain film, and we watched it. I rented it for like $3 on YouTube, and we watched it together.
We watched Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yep, the 2007 live action Alvin and the Chipmunks. With Jason Lee, I think, is the name of the guy who plays Dave. Can I just say this? I want to say something first before we talk
about
this.
Alvin the Chipmunks is 14 years old.
I know. Oh, it's 14. Scary. Alvin the Chipmunks is, like, going to go to high school or something. They did that in the Squeakquel.
Yep.
We're not watching the Squeakquel, by the way.
No.
No. We're not watching any of the other movies because I know that they're worse than this one, and saying that it was worse than this one is kind of scary because this one was really bad. No, you know what? I want to talk about the main actor, Jason Lee, for a second. Can we talk about Jason Lee, Derek? He played Dave.
He's a warrior.
He really toughed it through. The entire movie, even when he's delivering his regular lines that he doesn't have to be animated for, he's like, well, I thought that this song would be pretty good.
It felt like it was like a school project that you forgot about.
He did not want to be there. He's like, so you're telling me you don't like the song? It's like... Well, you boys were definitely friends. It's and then when he has to yell Alvin, because if you're familiar, he has to yell. He goes, "Do you want to?"
Yeah, when we were younger, do you remember him like screaming it?
Yeah, I remembered him screaming it too. But
like really passionate. But now when I watched the movie, I thought they were trying to make him like quiet. But no, this was like I thought it was like purposely him not screaming loud for like a reason. But no, the entire movie when he screams, he goes, "Alvin."
He's like. Alvin. He did not want to be there.
He did. It was looked like he was like at gunpoint behind the camera.
Now there's one person in this movie where I don't know if he wanted to be there or not, but he gave it his all.
It's a stretch. He gave it his all compared to everyone else. Let's just say that
he was playing the role of this character. We mentioned him before. It's Uncle Ian. David Cross is Uncle Ian.
It was like it wasn't, it didn't feel like he was like trying to give the performance of his life, but he just fit that role really well.
He was really great,
like surprisingly
man.
Well.
When Dave's not here right now. I like to think that wasn't written in the movie. There's a scene where he like keeps saying he wants to mention that like Dave's not here right now to the chipmunks because they miss Dave, and that's what he says. He goes Dave. So I like to think that it wasn't written in the movie, and it was just David Cross having a nervous breakdown.
He's like, I'm done.
He's like during that time he kept saying it because he couldn't go on. He needed like a second to process the fact that he was like in this living hell. So he just kept going, Dave's.
Alvin.
The chipmunks themselves are really annoying. No, they suck.
That movie's not.
That movie's horrible.
We
did mention this last time we talked about it. The poop scene. So, in the trailer of this movie, here's a fun fact. In the trailer of the movie, they show off the scene where... The premise of the scene is that one of the chipmunks...
He goes to the bathroom.
Well, Theodore poops on the couch and one of the chipmunks eats it and pretends it's a raisin so that they don't get in trouble with Dave. And then they spit it out and go, "You owe me."
That was, like, so intense.
In the trailer, Alvin was the one who ate the poop, but in the actual movie, it was Simon.
I don't know why.
But you know what? Do you want to hear the second fun fact? This is the craziest thing about the scene. On both versions of the scene, it's not funny.
Wow, I would never guess that one.
Was there a single joke in this movie that, like, they told that we laughed at?
No, the only joke any joke we laughed at is because we thought it was, like, so bad it was good.
Right.
Well, you did a scene where you start slamming a bat. So, for context, Anthony's house, because they don't want to lose their remote, they have, like, a small bat taped to it. Because
it's a small remote, so we have, like, a bat that's taped to it so we don't lose it. So I had that on the couch. I had the remote. I was sitting on this reclined couch. It's the scene where Dave is trying to woo his, like, love interest that's barely in the movie that never gets developed. So Alvin is, like, throwing stuff at Dave and, like, trying to get his attention. I guess I just had enough. I guess I just was, like, fed up with this movie. So, like, I just...
What did he say? There's a specific line that made you do it.
Oh, God.
But anyway, there was some...
No, there was. I got to think of this. You said something.
He said something that made you...
During this scene, Alvin and Dave were, like, trading blows, and Alvin said something, and I had enough. I started...
See, he grabbed the bat slamming. And started slamming the recliners.
It wasn't that hard.
It was hard.
It was like a nervous breakdown. This was like Neurosis.
We laughed hard, too hard at some of the jokes that shouldn't have been funny.
Like what?
Like the Alvin farts, and then we lose it because we're children. As you can see, we're like small children.
It's true, though. I did laugh at the Alvin.
You almost
fart.
Went,
I did almost go ee.
But no, that movie, Alvin and Chipmunks, it felt like that movie should have been like a 3-hour movie. But they had to condense it to an hour and a half.
There's so much about it that doesn't flow together well.
Things, like, just happen.
After the scene, like the scene that I was talking about where Dave's trying to woo the love interest, it goes poorly because she thinks that he's crazy when he says he has 3 chipmunks that are ruining his life. And then, like, the chipmunks get famous, and she comes back to like, see him or something. What was it about that?
No, scene? What? Like, they went. She was, like, a photographer or something for a news thing, so she met up with
him. You know what? No, I remember why I was saying this. I thought when I was watching the movie that they just weren't going to address the fact that she thought he was crazy, but they did have a line or two in there that addressed
one,
him. So.
One thing that I just thought about, oh, my God, what was it? If there was something really weird, I just, like... realized, oh my God, what was it? Oh my God.
Was it the flash forward? Was it that?
No, that was funny though.
No, there is a montage of like the chipmunks going on tour. Part of the montage was them like on tour, like at a concert hall. But this was before the point in the movie where they like started doing concerts at all. Like they weren't doing that yet. So I was like, why did they have a concert hall with Alvin the Chipmunks there? And Derek's like, they're showing you what happens in the future. It's foreshadowing.
It's what happened in the future. Then Nick said, it's like a prophecy. It's like a masterful movie technique.
I really laughed hard at that. Oh, it was like foreshadowing. What was a really weird thing?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. The movie was just like paced and... Oh, I remember now. Throughout the movie, because of like everything, like it felt like all... Like if there was like a love interest scene or any scene, like basically like for an entire movie, if you cut out every like love interest scene... I would say for a movie like that, for a normal movie, it would be like 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. This movie had like 10 minutes. And that was for every single plot point in that movie. And one specifically I remember, they tried to bring in this whole message of how Dave doesn't want a family, and the reason they broke up originally was because he couldn't commit. But it was never, like, brought forward. They just kept making comments, like, they were harassing him.
Yeah, and then, like, Uncle Ian was, like, gaslighting the Chipmunks into saying that Dave said things he didn't say. Yeah. And they found this note from the beginning of the movie before he got closer to the Chipmunks about trying to send them away, and there was a whole misunderstanding. So Dave never actually sent them away.
Dave gaslighted the girl into going into her house.
Yeah, at the beginning of the movie, he, like... He's talking to this girl, and he's like, "So dinner at my house tomorrow at 8?
And she's like,
and he goes, "Okay, great, see you then."
And she shows up. She's like,
"She does. She shows up." There was this one scene that was so weird because she's walking by Dave's house and she hears the chipmunk singing, but obviously she has no way of knowing what that was, and she doesn't believe that the chipmunks are there because she gets mad at him after the dinner date when he talks about the chipmunks. But after that scene where she's hearing the chipmunk singing in his house, then you get another scene where she like calls and tells him she's gonna go to the dinner date with him. So why did she? She was like a Dave singing voice. It's really high pitched.
That happened after.
No, the scene where she calls and says she's going to go to the dinner date comes after she was walking outside and hearing the chipmunk singing.
No, that scene never happened. That scene happened after because I remember you're like, how does she know? Does she believe him now? Because I remember you specifically commented on
that. No, I was saying that when the chipmunks became famous.
Like, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No, the point is, I don't know why she went to his house. She was like, Dave's got a really weird singing voice, but I'm digging it. I like how Dave's singing voice sounds like three high-pitched, like, small woodland creatures singing together at the same time.
Also, one thing I did really made me so annoyed is that the a cappella version of their, like, the main song at the beginning was, like, I know, it's gonna sound, somehow they made a song that was, like, a 3 out of a 10 song to, like, a negative one. They had, like, the a cappella version, which is, like, not the worst. It's like
day. I don't know who made that song.
I could hear.
Had a bad day.
No. I was talking about the Christmas.
Oh, so yeah. That you mean that song? So
like I could hear it in a Walmart and be like, "That's Walmart music."
Look. Don't hate on me for this, but I like the original like 60s, 50s, whatever it was, Alvin the Chipmunk's Christmas song. I like that song.
Yeah, that's why I said it's like a 3 out of 10, not the worst.
Oh, dude, that's like pretty harsh. I think 3 out of 10 is like, yeah, this is pretty bad.
It's not, but no.
That you're talking like 5 out of 10.
Probably 4, like a 4.
Like a 4.5 is like
maybe.
It's not that bad.
But
would give it like a 7 or 6 maybe. I just really like that song.
Okay, but then they stopped using that and they did like this rock version.
One
of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Not one of the worst songs I've ever
heard. It is. It's just like it makes me angry. It makes me angry when I hear it.
Derek, this Christmas, I mean, that's all I'm going to play for you. I'm going to, like, every time I see you, I'm going to have a boombox and play
the Mario calendar is going to disappear again.
December's gone already. You know what? It's our promise.
The Atari.
This year, I'm going to wake up after, like, November 30th, and the next day is going to be January 1st, because you got rid of 12 on the Mario calendar. You destroyed the space continuum.
I'm gonna get rid of your NES Japanese edition.
It's Famicom.
Famicom.
They get a Famicom in the mail the other day.
But no, back to Chipmunks. Yeah, the more important thing. But
they had that one song, "How We Roll." How did it go? It was like, "Gotta get that green."
Oh, don't remind me of that song. That also was awful.
That song. But, I don't know. I listened to it again after the movie was over, and it really is bad.
But no, what I was gonna say, probably final
remember
comment
how
on
it
that
went, though, unfortunately,
is the climax of that movie.
Oh god, the climax of the movie feels like it was the beginning of a climax of a film, and then it just stops.
Like I said, this movie felt like it should have been like 3 hours, but they just
cut everything.
That movie felt like it should be a lot longer than it was.
It definitely felt like it should have been longer. They were like scrunching it.
Like for example, going back.
I don't want it to be longer.
No,
okay with it being an hour and.
I wish it was zero.
That would have been the best.
But no. For example, like things were like, we gotta go find Ian's like house because he got it said no to Dave, instead of them coming up with a plan or trying to figure out, they sort of just teleport there and they're in their house singing for him already.
No, yeah, so, like, what happens in the climax is that the Chipmunks are trying to go back and live with Dave, but Uncle Ian is trying to capture them and, like, force them to go on tour in Europe or whatever. So he puts them in this cage, like, for animals, like a dog cage that he would bring to the vet. And he puts them up near these, like, Alvin the Chipmunk toys that he had. And then all of a sudden, they're, like, in the car with Dave or something. And yeah. Dave's like, how'd you get out? And they're like, we're talking chipmunks. So, no. Of course yeah. We can do that. Which is not an explanation. That does not explain how they escape from the cage. Because I don't see how the fact that they can talk relates to how they can escape from a closed kennel. But no, whatever. They just didn't care.
They have opposable thumbs.
This is another thing that I kept saying to Derek. Nobody making this movie cared at all.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
They just wrote down plot points.
Yeah, so, like, they escape and just... Like, however,
like, literally,
there's no scene explaining it.
If the entire climax of that movie, if it's like the rise in action to the climax, was them at the concert, Dave sneaking in, them realizing Dave, fighting the guards, they get captured, and then you think, oh, it's gonna be this giant chase scene where Dave's driving behind them in the car trying to get them while they're in the cage, but they just escaping, somehow getting Dave's car as well.
It would have been way better if it was like a car chase scene.
And that one, but no, but one thing that was like, it was scary was at the end of the movie when Uncle Ian is trying to make regular chipmunk sing.
That was weird. It felt like squirrels,
it
was, I think.
Yeah, it felt like it should have been a different, I don't know, it felt creepy. It didn't feel like...
Yeah, it was like watching unsettling. A deranged man.
Yeah, he's like...
It was like, what if... It was like, no, the plot twist is that isn't later in the movie. That's in the movie when he had the chipmunks at his house, but it's like the real view.
Yeah.
Like without... Like if he took his schizophrenia medicine.
Dave's like a homeless man. You gave him them.
Oh, God.
But no, that movie was like... It's just like not... It's just not fun.
It's not a fun movie to watch. I don't recommend it. It wasn't even that fun to riff on. It wasn't even that great of riffing material. It's not like The Cat in the Hat or anything.
Let's not talk about that movie.
I love that movie.
But no, it just that movie, like it. If I had to describe how that movie feels, like if you just sit down and watch it, once you finish it, it feels like you didn't pay attention. You feel like you're missing parts of the movie, but you're not. That's just the movie.
Yeah.
Isn't that, I would say that's a pretty good way to describe it.
Yeah. That's just how the movie is. How are we on time, Derek? Is one
Let's
of us
go check.
Go? Oh, he becomes a disembodied voice.
I'm going to speed run it. Oh, wow. We only have... We have like 3 minutes left.
Oh,
let me just look at the outline real quick, see if there's any really quick topics. We talked for Alvin and the Chipmunks for a while.
Yeah.
No.
I'm a professional. I'm a professional Alvin the Chipmunks critic, as you can see from my attire.
This is an easy one we can do.
What?
You being a little dum-dum.
Oh! Yeah.
So, me and Jack at our job has been working there since April. So, how many months? Like five, right? Five, six? We can count.
And you also did it last year, too, so even more than that.
Yeah. We've been there for a long time. And Anthony somehow just realized we worked weekends.
I don't know.
So,
just assume that they didn't.
Just assume
that you didn't.
Just so you guys know, for half of the season, we're closed. Okay. So we were closed from Monday and Tuesday for most of the year, and unless I asked for it off, we worked the entire weekend for like 4 months, 4 or 5 months, like, and Anthony somehow didn't know, and every time we're like, I gotta go to work. Every time we join chat and someone be like, hey, where are you? Oh, I'm at work right now. I'm on my break. Anthony must have been like, they must be golfing. What did you think we were doing? You need no comment? Audio listeners are gonna love you.
No.
No.
For all of you people listening on audio, I said, I don't know. And then when he went, any comment, I was, no.
Just, it'd be like, I just don't, it's, it'd be like, wait. Anthony? You go to college?
Mm-hmm.
You have a hacked Wii? I didn't know that.
Oh, well, some people don't know that about me.
You, yeah, but that would be like me not knowing.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Or me being like,
I'm stupid. What can I
or
say?
Or being like, wait, you didn't go to the last, you barely went to your senior year?
You're stupid.
Oh. Do it. We'll send it off. So, I feel bad. I felt like I was just harassing you. You didn't say anything funny. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I didn't have anything to say. What am I supposed to say? That, like, there was a good reason for me? Not because there wasn't.
Okay, I just feel bad now. You didn't say anything. It's okay. Well, we're going to end it off. Unless you want to do it. We'll do it at the same time. Or do you want to do it?
You just do it.
Okay.
I'm punished
for his crimes. Well, that was allegedly funny. Episode 6.
What?
Right. Yep.
No?
Yeah.
It's episode 5.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive, actually.
I'm pretty sure you're right. Anyway. Okay, I'm funny. I'm stupid. With big dum dum, big dum dum brain.
It's episode 5, Derek.
No, Anthony, like I told you, it's episode 5. Gaslighting. Gatekeep girl boss.
Oh.
Well, that's it for episode 5. And so I'm gonna give Anthony one more high five. 3, 2. That wasn't a good one.
I'm not giving you another.
You have another hand. You can do it this time. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
See you guys on Thursday.
Bye.